For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. The sound of a computer keyboard may bring thoughts of business reports or emails being written, but in this case, it's poetry. South Carolina's poet laureate Marjorie Wentworth of Charleston is copying her handwritten poems to computer for possible publication. The poet laureate could be called the state's official poet, composing and reading poems for special occasions like inaugurations and literary events. Wentworth has published 4 books of poems and is working on 2 more. Introduced to poetry by her father, Wentworth began writing it in middle school. For aspiring poets, her method of learning to write isn't complicated, she said. First, read a lot of good poetry. Then, when beginning to write...
I'm kind of one of those people who really thinks you learn to write well by imitating. And often the closer you imitate, the more you learn. I mean, how does an artist learn how to, draw well? They have to go and imitate the painting.
But while the exercise of learning to write poetry is basic, perfecting the art is anything but easy, said Wentworth.
I think it's hard. It takes incredible concentration. And, you have to think about so many things at once. You have to control the poem and yet let the poem be what it wants to be. You have to be thinking about every word, every sound, the meaning.
One of her best-known poems was inspired by the tragedy of the 2015 slayings at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church. Holy City was heard internationally over the BBC. Wentworth told how she wrote it that week as the news was consumed with the shootings.
And the TV was on in the background, and the bond hearing was going on, where some of the family members forgave Dylan Roof. And I wrote this poem, Holy City, which I then was in the paper on Sunday, very short. And I thought of it as like a prayer, just what needed to be said then. And, it was really hard to write it, just the emotion and thinking, but that's my job, right? So I did it. And then the BBC called me and said, we'd love to have you record you reading that poem. We're going to use it while we're showing all the footage. So I said, sure. Let us gather and be silent together like stones glittering in sunlight so bright it hurts our eyes, emptied of tears and searching the sky for answers.
Wentworth's poetry has taken her to many places, including the halls of Congress, where she received the biggest honor of her career.
The highlight, absolutely, was when Representative James Clyburn read my poem, One River, One Boat, into the Congressional Record and spoke at length about me and what I meant to the people of South Carolina, what that poem meant. Nothing topped that.
The thrill of recognition by Congress aside, Wentworth said she makes her own thrills when she sits down and creates art from nothing but her own experiences, observations, and imagination.
Well, I love the process of writing poetry more than almost anything I do. The joy of writing for me with poetry is there's something so intense and pure about it. And when I'm not doing it, I crave it. It takes all my concentration and my whole brain. Yes, I would love a world where that's all I did, but that's not the way it works,
Though there is no official term to the largely ceremonial post, Wentworth plans to keep writing and publishing long after her service as poet laureate. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.